Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Zach Gelb Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk some college football right now. The Alabama A-Day spring game is coming up later today, 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central. We'll head out to the hotline right now, and we'll talk to one of the more entertaining players in college football from a year ago. And that's the star quarterback for the Alabama Crimson Tide, and that's Tua Tagovailoa, who's kind enough to make a few minutes for us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Tua, it's Zach Gelb in New York City. Great to catch up with you again. Thank you for the time, and how are you?
Man, I'm doing good. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you for coming on, and we do appreciate the time. This has been one crazy offseason for you. We all know what happened last year. The team was talked about to win it all, as they are each and every year, and you were expected to win the Heisman. You finished second in the Heisman, and you were the runner-up in the national title game. What has this offseason been like for you when you walked off that field against Clemson up until now when we're talking?
We've just been working. You know, from the time we lost, we got back. We got some, a good amount of rest, but just been working with my dad, been working with, our new coaches, Coach Tino, Coach Sarkisian, and the rest of our coaching staff and our players. So hopefully, we'll be able to make another run at it.
You put up almost 4,000 yards through the air last year, 43 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. When you say you're working on things, what specifically are you trying to improve with your game?
Well, I'd say it's my pre-snap reads and my post-snap reads. Just being able to identify the coverages right away before the snap and, being able to make adjustments when the defense adjusts their coverages as well. And then from there, I'd say tying my eyes to my feet, being able to work through my progression and, just having a foundational base and just being very fundamental with everything this year.
Sark, going back to the days when he recruited you when he was at USC, now coming back and being the offensive coordinator, how do you guys envision this offense, and what has that relationship been like so far?
Yeah, well, I don't think we're looking too far ahead. We're just trying to get everyone on board, everyone on the same page. But I definitely think this is going to be another fun year for us. This is going to be another fun season. The biggest thing for us is what we can do now. And so we're just continuing to work to become, better individuals and, just better as a team.
Talking to Tua Tagovailoa right now on CBS Sports Radio from the Alabama Crimson Tide. Going to the national title game from last season, going into that game, everyone looked at the body of work of Alabama, where each and every week you would tune in to see if they could hit 50-plus points, and you would see how long would you play in the game with the fourth quarters that you barely even played in. When you look back at the tape, because going in, I thought you were going to win the game. It would not have surprised me, though, if Clemson would have won. I would have never expected it to be a blowout. You had the pick six early. Then you guys settle in. You take a 16-14 lead early in the second quarter, and you didn't score another point since then. When you look back at the tape, what did go wrong with the offense when you guys lost to Clemson 44-16 in the national title game? Because it was shocking to see you guys get blown out.
Oh, yeah. I think the biggest thing for us was finishing. There were many times where, we got in the red area, many opportunities where we got in the red area, and we just didn't finish. And that just comes down to the little things, for us in our preparation. I'd say the second half of the season, we played carelessly, it showed in the LSU game, it showed in the Mississippi State game, it showed in all the games prior to playing in that national championship game, and we have a big saying around here, it gets you when it gets you, and, it for surely got us, so.
I remember before the national title game and even after, there was so much talk about yourself and then the Clemson quarterback in Trevor Lawrence, and people already start to speculate what your NFL future can be. You have to stay in college for one more year before you could be eligible for the draft. Trevor has to stay for two more years. What do you think about that rule? It's been a rule for a long time, as we know, but you have to stay or be 3 years out of high school before you could be eligible for the NFL.
Yeah, I honestly think that that is a good rule. I'd say, because when you go to the NFL, I mean, you're playing against grown men. This isn't something that, you know, you need to take lightly. And you got to take into consideration that it's a job. It's a job when you go to the NFL, you know, and just being able to stay, you know, in college for another year for me. I mean, being able to hear all these people, these speakers come and talk to us, you know, about, you know, how to be accountable for your money, how to be, I mean, accountable in things you do. You know, you learn so many lessons before you even reach that stage to where, you know, when things do happen, I mean, you've heard it from other guys. You have contacts to go to, you know, and just little things like that. So, I mean, you know, when you come out of high school and you only play a year in college, I mean, how fast it's going to be is going to be ridiculous. I hear from guys that have played in the league, you know, that come back, you know, that are from Alabama, you know, and they say that you can't compare the two. College is definitely a lot different than the NFL. In all aspects, in every aspect. So I think the 3 years is fine for me.
I know that you became close with Kyler and Dwayne at the Heisman. They're going through that process now. It seems as if you're saying that you're fine with the 3 years. If you were eligible, though, for the draft right now, do you think you'd be ready to get your pro career started by the end of the month?
I'd probably have to sit down and talk with my parents, you know, see what the best decision would be for me to do. And if they would want me to go, then I would do everything possible to prepare for it. You know, there wouldn't be any other way.
I drive a lot between New York and Philadelphia, so I listen to the radio, I read all the articles, and I hear Trent Dilfer the other day say that you're the finest prospect he's ever seen. Being in New York, a lot of Giant fans are calling into stations and saying, let's not draft a quarterback this year. Let's wait until next year for Tua. What does that praise mean to you, Tua?
I mean, it means a lot. I think he's being too modest. You know? I think he's being too modest. I'm just a normal kid, just trying to be able to play football, do something that I love, and just be able to take care of my family at the same time. You know, so, I mean, that's a lot of praise. You know, I really do appreciate it.
How about the Giant fans that want you and don't want a quarterback this year? They want to wait till next year.
I mean, I really appreciate that too, you know, but God willingly, I go to the right team, and whatever team picks me, you know, I'll know that that's the right team for me.
On the way out with Tua Tagovailoa for the Alabama Crimson Tide, how is your health, and how do you look back at your health before the two college football playoff games?
Yeah, my health is definitely a lot better now. You know, and as I look back at it, how it was, you know, before those two playoff games, I mean, I can only look at it as a positive. You know, we have a saying around here as well, it didn't happen to me, it happened for me. You know, and there's always a reason for everything. And, you know, I'm just glad that stage is over with, you know, and we're gradually continuing to get better. So.
Were you in a lot of pain leading up to those two games? Because I saw you on the scooter in New York City. I remember that at the Heisman.
Yeah. It was a little rough, not to show that it didn't hurt, you know, but, you know, to be out there and just to try to be a leader for our team, you know, you got to go through some pain, you know. So, I mean, it was definitely hurting against Oklahoma and, you know, it was hurting against Clemson, but both aren't excuses, you know, as to why we won, as to why we lost. Just got to continue to get better, you know.
Got two more for Tua Tagovailoa from the Alabama Crimson Tide. Really do appreciate the time so far to Jalen Hurts. I know how much he meant to you. You rooted for him when he was on the field, and when you were on the field, he rooted for yourself. It didn't matter what stage it was, SEC title game, national championship game. He's now going to Oklahoma. How do you reflect on that relationship? Do you still chat with him, and how about him joining the Sooners?
Yeah, so, well, a pretty unique thing. You know, we want to talk about me and Jalen. I'd say it was his leadership. You know, before he left, he kind of pulled me to the side. Before he left Alabama to go to Oklahoma, he kind of pulled me to the side and kind of talked to me, you know, and, I mean, he just told me, you know, I seen the look in your eyes. I had that same look. I had that same feeling, you know, of losing the national championship. And he said, for it, you're always going to have that in your back pocket and you're going to be better for it. You know, and, you know, we talk. He tells me, you know, he hopes to see me, you know, in the playoffs and whatnot.
That'd be something.
He wants me to, you know, continue to do what I'm doing. And he said he's gonna go to Oklahoma and continue to do what he's going to do. So, I mean, just a lot of love, a lot of support for Jalen, you know, not only with me, but with the fans here still. So it's awesome.
Last one for you, Tua. Your brother's now on board with Alabama, Talia Tungavailoa. How's that around, having your brother with the program?
Oh, man, it's awesome to have my brother. To be able to have family, you know, within the organization now as well is really awesome. You know, I get to spend so much time with my brother now that he's on campus, and I live with him too, you know, so it's awesome.
Give me a good sibling moment growing up, a prank you played on him, or what was it like to grow up with your brother?
Well, I mean, when I first played tackle, when I first played tackle football, I would always come home and tell my brother, oh, you know, put some pads on, put a helmet on. And, you know, him being naive, thinking it'd be easy, you know, he'd do it. And I told him he could run full speed at me and try to hit me and knock me off. But you know how it goes. First time playing tackle, you don't know what you're doing. So I go and I destroy him.
Hey, you got to show who's the big brother, right?
But yeah, I mean, from there, I mean, our relationship took off, man.
You know, with him being there, it must be so cool. Do you appreciate how fortunate you are to have him there?
Oh yeah, I'm very fortunate. I mean, I don't think too many families get to say, you know, and too many parents get to say that, you know, my son plays quarterback at the University of Alabama, and I have another son who also plays quarterback who's at the University of Alabama. You know, I don't think too many parents get that opportunity to say that, you know, and so we're really blessed as a family.
Hey, Tua, I appreciate the time.
Thanks,
really
man.
Do appreciate you making a few minutes for us. Thank you.
I appreciate you. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.